This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're rounding out the year and taking a look at how things have gone in the city of Carbondale. In studio, Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. As we look back at 2018, we're also kind of looking forward to 2019. A lot of challenges over the last several years, particularly when it comes to funding, whether it's local taxes or, in some larger cases, the state budget crisis. Mayor, how has the city begun to recover from that crisis, and what are you looking forward to next year?
Well, you know, we instituted some new taxes in Carbondale, basically on consumer goods, a few years ago, right after I came into office. But we pledged to spend them in a specific way and even put them in a specific fund. Our downtown revitalization is a primary focus of that. We also have part of that money dedicated to pensions. So we're doing what we said with the money. They were modest increases for the most part. And you know, we're in pretty good shape financially as a city.
As an economic hub, you can, you know, in a lot of ways, kind of move things around, make some changes that need to be made. When you talk to other smaller communities that don't have some of the economic draws, the mall or a larger box store, how are you working in a regional way to help smaller communities and Southern Illinois as a whole? I'll let either of you take that one.
Well, we have at least two different groups right now working on the Route 13 corridor and how to market it and how to the idea is what's good for one of us is good for all of us, and it even reaches up 57 ways that we're trying to get to Mount Vernon. We're having meetings with Mount Vernon, for example, and so if everybody's recruiting just for one region, then we're all going to benefit eventually. So that's one of the most important things we've implemented.
Gary, you come from an economic development background. What types of responsibility does a city like Carbondale have when you've got so many other smaller communities that don't have the same kind of muscle?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think with first and foremost, we want to be the leader, right, in economic development. And so I think, as the mayor alluded to, when you start talking about regional partnerships without Carbondale, at least trying to initiate that or participate that in any way, it's a little more challenging for the other communities to band together. But I think that if we are part of that process and those early conversations, it's a way to pull everybody together and work collaboratively.
And you work into a holiday season, people start talking about wish lists. Do you have a wish list if you were to talk to Governor-elect Pritzker or any of the other lawmakers that will be seated in January?
Yeah, we touched on it earlier. The last couple of years, the state has, they withheld some shared revenue to all municipalities, but that's had a dramatic effect on us. And I would like to see the state restore that. And I think any municipality around the state would share the same sentiment. There was a administrative fee placed on collecting home real sales tax. We'd like to see that go away. We'd like to see an increase in higher ed funding in general, because K-12 funding is, I think you can make plenty of arguments that it's underfunded, and that's putting more pressure on taxpayers, property tax specifically. And we'd like to see a capital bill. And I know that idea has been shooting around Springfield, but those are very impactful because they get guys to work immediately. And the multiplier on that as far as dollars in the economy are huge. So all of those things are great economic drivers that we hope the governor can figure out a way to make them happen.
You were talking about that shared revenue is something that's referred to as the local government distributive fund, mm-hmm. or the LGDF. We hear mayors across the state talk about the impact of that. It's a very small fraction of the state budget, but Mayor Henry, how big of a chunk of Carbondale's budget is that fee?
Well, it's 1 or 1.5% of our total budget, and you're talking about taking 1.5 cents out of every dollar that you have to spend, and we have a tight budget anyway. I'm really proud of the way Carbondale budgets its money, and in fact, we win awards on our budgeting process regularly. So it has an impact, and the state's really borrowing on the backs of the cities. So the state has to get their house in order sooner or later, and the sooner the better.
What conversations are you having, too, at a federal level in terms of priorities mm-hmm. there in the second mm-hmm. half of the Trump administration, as well as with Congressman Bost and in some cases Congressman Shimkus to the east of here?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the priorities that we've had, the mayor's led the last few years, is we've got a group locally of folks that is, it's an advocacy group with some of our key stakeholders. We went to D.C. last year for the first time, and we've continued to meet. We're going to go this year. And transportation, obviously a big initiative. Healthcare, obviously the SIU has some priorities on there. So not what you would expect, things you would expect on the list, you know, those key economic drivers. But yeah, we regularly meet and reach out to all of our federal and state legislators, and we just try to keep them in the loop of everything we're doing here.
Certainly things to keep track of as we turn over into a new year. And one note, the State of the City is coming up December 18th. We'll have coverage of that coming up here on WSIU. Mr. Mayor and City Manager, thank you both for coming in.
Thanks. Thank you.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.